hood.
Yeah.
And then it turns over by itself.
Not the turns over by itself.
Now we left off in the morning. I turn around. I just want to make one correction. Last week, I mentioned the Thomas Adeshin. I said, Thomas Adeshin discussing the Shire. Somebody is mad with the mayor, he's Erev Shabbos. And then, of course, he has to be mad with before Shkia Zaham. So, the question is, suppose he was Madlich after Shkia Zahamo, and then it was extinguished. It's like we passing cops in Zokokro. So the question is, but maybe that's only when it is extinguished in this man Hadlokin. But Friday, when he's Madlich, after Klagamin Chayamin, long before Shkia, and then it is extinguished before Shkia, so it's not the Zman Adloki either. Maybe he is Okoklo. So he says he's not Okoklo. But then I said that the Thomas Adeshin says that if he would be Okoklo, he passes that it's not Okoklo. But if he would be Okoklo, even though he was Mikabo, Shabbos, so he's not allowed to be Madlik, so he can tell Igoi to be Madlik. Everything that I mentioned of Thomas Adeshin is true, but this point that Thomas Adeshin doesn't say, some Achreinim say it on the basis of Ilmog Navron, Ilmog Shabbos, Simen Reish Samar Gimel, Ligabinir Shabbos. So the Mogavron mentions in Chubes Maram that if, let's say, in those days the practice was to have weddings on Friday. So if the chuppah took place, sometimes the chuppah ended when the chuppah took place just somuch l'shkia. So then if a woman had not benched the licht, and when she got through in the chuppah, so it's already after shkia, but it's still b'nash moshes. So the Mavron mentions the chuba of the Maram that she can tell a goy to be madlik the near Shabbos, and she'll make the brach. But then the Amir Enochi, so, and there it's more, it's Binash Moshe's already. But Alochi is that Ishbus is mutar, if one was told, so Ishbus is mutar Binash Moshe's. Now the question is, so everybody asked the question, but how can be Yetze the mitzvah of Hadlokas near Shabbos? Or the Shlichas Nachayach and Shlichas Laakum? So the Achreinim say, because here we don't have to resort to Shlichas. Here it's a Maise Kuldaum. So Mele, the Achreinim will apply the same din to Nechanik. Why? Because by Shabbos, this is what I said last week, because by Shabbos and by Nechanik, the Kiyuma Mitzvah does not consist in the Maise Adnok. The Kiyuma Mitzvah consists in having an Adolok. Having an Adolok. You see, Shabbos, of course, goes without saying that the Kiyuma Mitzvah does not consist in the Mayis Adlok. But that's because of Kovet, Einek, I mean, in Shleim Bayis. So if you make him, by Shabbos, certainly, Kofzoi, I mean, suppose it's Kofzoi and it's still before Shabbos, so of course she has to be Madlik. She has to be Madlik again, unless, according to the Halachas Dileshite, that once you're Madlik near a Shabbos, so Tisha Shabbos is Chal, so I have to tell somebody else who was not Mikabel Tisha Shabbos to Madlik again. But the same thing is true of Nechanike too, as I said last week. According to Mandoma Kofso Zokoklo, of course, the key, the essence of the mitzvah consists in having an Yadoluk, not in the Maizah. But even the Mandoma, the way we pass that comes, so he sings of the law. So it's still true that the essence of the mitzvah consists in having a nail dog. Otherwise, how could we say nail lechol bayis bayis? What is it? Yameitzi that nebayis? How can you be meitzi that nebayis? The answer is the mitzvah is not in the bayis dog. The mitzvah consists in having a nail dog in the bayis, in the bayis. So that's why Roman Doma says because if it was extinguished, so the nail is not dolk. And the Mandoma who says kofsa in zokonklo is made that the mitzvah consists in having a nail dolk. But it's a ptur. If he was madlik, and he was madlik, he put in enough shemen so that it should burn for half an hour. Just 1 second. It should burn for half an hour. But then accidentally it was blown out. So he has a ptur, he doesn't have to light it again. So he will be mekayim the mitzvah of having a nail doluk, even with the fact that the nail was doluk less than half an hour, even with the fact that the nail was doluk 50 minutes, or 10 minutes, or 5 minutes, or even 1 minute. And horaye, suppose he is madlik in a place where no probability there is wind, where no probability will be extinguished, then he's not mekayim the mitzvah. Why not? If the mitzvah consists, the Kofsa Mandola, Kofsa in Zokoklo, in making a Maizadloke, so even Lechatchile he should be able to be madlik in a place where no probability to be blown out before half an hour elapses. The answer is no, the mitzvah consists in having a Nerdoluk. Having a Nerdoluk for how long? Half an hour. That's what all the Rishonim say. But if he was madlik, under circumstances that she should be capable of burning for half an hour. But it was blown out, so he has a ptur. He's not mechuyev to light it again. And he's yeitze with the fact that the nail was dolk for a few minutes also. But the mitzvah consists in having a nail dolk. So mele is not shayach to say, in shliches lakum, or in shliches lecharashit vikotum. So that's why the Ish Lavrom, in Simen Tov Reshayin test, so he applies the same lomdes of the Chubes Maram in Simen Tov Reish Samach Gimel, Ligabe Neir Shabbos, he applies it Ligabe Chereshite Vikotin, and the same thing Ligabe Anakum, Ligabe Neir Chaneke, because here it's in Maizikub Baome, we don't have to resort to Shlichas. So, I just wanted to point it out because I said that this point was also mentioned by the Trumas HaDeshen. So, it's not so. The Trumas HaDeshen only says that in the case where someone was madlik erev Shabbos long before Shkia, and then it was kavur, and even though there is still a possibility to light it again, but he's not mechuyev to light again, kofsa nezokoklo. But I said, if it had been kofsa zokoklo, then he would be able to tell the goy to light it. That's not so. That Thomas HaDeshen doesn't say it. But Achreinim say it. On the basis of the tshuva of the Maram, that the Magen Avraham mentions in Simen Tov Reish Samach. All right. Yes, you wanted to ask something.
Why?
The best raya that the mitzvah does not consist in the maisa dolok, but in having a near dolok, because the ika mitzvah one is mikayim near lechol bayis bayis. So let's say, so if somebody has a wife, is married, he has a wife, and he has 9 children. So the halacha is, he can be madlik one year, and everybody will be yaitzim. How is hashlichas? What kind of shlichas? First of all, he has ketanim children.
They're not tired. What? They're not tired.
Oh, but, all right, it's not b'tir hashlichas, please. It's not b'tir hashlichas. It's not b'tir hashlichas. It's not b'tir hashlichas. It's because the mitzvah is to have a near dolok. And you see, and even the mahadrim in amhadrim, so the Rambam mentions the Balabais is madlik. The Balabais is madlik. And we Almanek, the way the Ramot Paskin says that each one should be Mavrik. So the net result is the same, what difference does it make? Let's say somebody has a Nebais of 10. Together with him and the Nebais, it's 10. So then he's Madlik 10 Eres. So the Bais has 10 Eres looking. And suppose each member of the household is Madlik. So in total, how many Eres will be Doluk in the Bais? Also 10. So the net result is the same. Now,
how do we understand that Hadlaka is a mitzvah? What about the cases?
So I said last week, Hadlaka is a mitzvah, Anocha is a mitzvah. How could anyone say that the Maisa mitzvah and the Kirma mitzvah consists in putting down the Mneir? No, because the mitzvah does not consist in the Maisa Hadlaka, and the Kirma mitzvah certainly does not consist in the Maisa Anocha. But if the mitzvah consists in having in a chanukah, not just in a daluk, but in a chanukah. But still, the halacha is, the Gemara says, suppose he was madlik before Shabbos, a big neir, and that neir was daylik the whole duration of Shabbos, then mitzvah Shabbos is still daylik. You have in a daluk, so he has to be mechabed mitzvah Shabbos and rekindle it again. Why can't he just let it stay galuk after all the mitzvah is? Just to have any adult? The answer is the mitzvah is to have any adult, but to have any chanik adult. So it has to have a chaleishem nechanik. It has to have a chaleishem nechanik adult. Mimele, there's the shayle. If we say at okay, it's a mitzvah, so what is kiveya the neir as an echanike? That look. If we say anoche is a mitzvah, what is kiveya the neir as an echanike? The anoche. The fact that I put it down on Pesach Habayis or on the window seal, the shame mechanike, that is kiveya the neir as an echanike. But it's not whether the mitzvah consists in the maisa adloke or the maisa anoche. The mitzvah consists in having an edol, no ma'ase, just in having an edol, in the state of a neir being delik, not in any act, in edol. But it has to be, in a chanukah has to be delik. If it was nidlek l'shem ner Shabbos, and then it kept on burning even after Shabbos, so then you have to extinguish it and relight it again, because otherwise you will not have any Chanukah dolk. You'll have any Shabbos dolk, not in a Chanukah dolk. So Mimele, the question is, what is Kiveya? The Neir is in a Chanukah. So if we say Hanoche is a mitzvah, so the Hanoche al Pesach HaBayis, or the Hanoche al on the window sill, is Kiveya the Neir is in a Chanukah. If we say Hadlote is a mitzvah, why are you asking? So the Hadlote is Kiveya the Neir as a Neir Chanukah.
So the Hadlote is the Heksha Mitzvah.
What is that?
We would call the Hadlote the Heksha Mitzvah of the lighting of
It's more than the Heksha Mitzvah, let's say, like buying an Esrik in the store on the Lower East Side on Bota. So when you go to the Lower East Side and you buy an Esrik and a Lulev, so there it's not a Maisa Mitzvah altogether, because he doesn't do anything. You just are enabling yourself to be the kind of Mitzvah and Sukkis. Mashenkin here, so it is Kiveya the Neir as an Echanike. It's more than an ordinary Hashem Mitzvah. So in Maisa Mitzvah it is, since it is Kiveya the Neir as an Echanike, so merely it's a Maisa Mitzvah. But the Kiyama Mitzvah does not consist in the Maisa Adloke, but in having an adult. Having an adult. Now, I'll discuss it later on, I'll discuss it with the Gemara first. Okay. Now the Isha Avrom does say, the Isha Avrom does say, and the other thing, that if, even though a cotton shaloi gil chino certainly cannot be made to anybody, so that means if the cotton shaloi gil chino chaldas atzmei is madrid neir. But suppose the father stands near him and the father tells the cotton, let's say, I mentioned an example, sometimes, you know, I get a shaylet, certain people in a nursing home and they are afflicted with Parkinson. I get a child regularly, every year I get a child, and they are afflicted with Parkinson and both of their hands shake. Let's say I can use the right hand like everybody else. I don't have that problem. But someone who is afflicted with Parkinson, so both hands shake and it's impossible for him to light the Hanukkah menorah. I mean, Sakonis Neposhes. So, and he doesn't have, let's say, a Jew at the time when he lights the Hanukkah. But he can ask the worker there, the nurse, the worker, who is a Goya or a Goya, to light it for him. So I say that if there is no Jew around, so he can ask a Goya to light it for him, because the Jew stands near the menorah, he recites the bracha. But the nurse, who is a nochri or a nochris, so she lights it, so it's a nice kuvaone, because we don't have to resort to shlichas. And the Ish Lavrom, just as the Mogen Avrom in Simen Tov Reis Amar Gimel mentions it in connection with Be'er Shabbos, so the same thing is true in connection with the Chanukah. And the Ish Lavrom in Simen Tov Reis Antes mentions it, not in connection with Akum, he mentions it in connection with Kotlin. A Kotlin. So, even a Kotlin Shaloi Gilechinuch. Because when do we say that a Kotlin Shaloi Gilechinuch cannot be made see? When he is madlik for himself. Allah's Atzme. But everybody should be Yitze, all the Mibayi should be Yitze. Because Ne'el Chol Bayis the Bayis. So then it doesn't become a Chanukah. So Yesh Emen, if he's a Kotli Shigia Lechinuch, so then it becomes Lech. But if the Balabais himself is the Madri, but he, for some reason, he cannot be Madri. He cannot be Madri. So his handshakes, or whatever reason, he cannot be Madri. So he tells a Kotli, even Shaloi Gelechinuch, or Inochri, to be Madri for him. So it's not Shalach to say in Shlichas Lakum, because it's a Maisik of Baume. It's a Maisik of Baume. I think that even if he will be able, some psychologists perform these experiments, if he has a chimpanzee near him and he makes the chimpanzee to write it, he's standing there also in the kind of mitzvah, because we don't have to resort. We don't have to resort to shlichas. We don't have to resort to shlichas. All right. I just wanted to mention that because Shabesh the Kid in the Olol, and I don't know, I thought that the Thomas Hadeshen himself mentions that. No, it's not so. Thomas Hadeshen only says that even if it was Madlik Erev Shabbos, Eidayim Godel, and then it was Kobo before Shkiel, so we say in his Okokolo, he mainly doesn't have to relight it again. So I thought that Thomas Hadeshen himself said, if it would be Okokolo, then he could tell a Goy to light it. But some Achayim say it, but the Thomas Hadeshen himself doesn't say it. But it's based upon the Chuvas Maram, that the Mogen Avrom in Hilchas Shabbos, in Simen Reis Amar Gimel says, and what is true of Ner Shabbos is true also of Ner Chanukah. And the Eish Ravon mentions that in Simen Tov Reish Ayin Tes in regard to Ner Chanukah, but there I don't think he mentions Akum, he mentions Kotlin. What different do you think? Just as in Shlichas Akum, so in Shlichas Kotlin. Right. Now, just want to discuss one more point. Now, last week, it was pointed out that there is a machlekes rishen between the Ripeiros and the Rambam. The Ripeiros shitting is that the two rishenes are chilek on each other. And the Rambam shitting is not chilek, one supplements the other. Now the question is, according to the Ripeiros, that the two rishenes are chilek on each other, so what? So, in other words, only the second Loshen, Vinameli Shiure, holds that you have to put in enough oil so that it will burn for at least half an hour. But the first Loshen, who explains as a Tichor Regel Ashuk in the sense, the Ilay Adlik Madlik, so you don't have to put in enough oil so that it would burn until it is called Soregel Ashuk in the time of Chazal. So how much oil does he have to put in? How much? In other words, even if he puts in oil that is not enough to burn for half an hour, is also Yitzhak Korinav. So how much oil must he put in? So he can put in one drop of oil to be enough? So even if it what? Even if it will burn only for 1 minute? So what's the Shiraps? Not Mistaba. It's not Mistaba. That according to the first Loshen, Nigimore, Diloy Adlik Madlik, who doesn't explain it in the sense of Inamali Shure, so he can put in one drop of oil and to burn 1 minute, finished. Not Mistaba. So the question is, what is the Shia? What is the Shia? I think there's the plain shot. According to the Rambam, so we have no problem because one Shloshen doesn't completely the other. So Ashetich Regel Mashuk has implies two things. Number one, that until it is called Regel Mashuk, so even though he wasn't Madlik as yet, he has to be Madlik, but then he is Mikhaim the Mitzvah. After that, he is not Mikhaim the Mitzvah, not Mikhaim the whole Mitzvah, or he is not Mikhaim. Or is not Mikhaim any mitzvah, that's another shaila, so we discussed it yesterday. But according to Ripeiros, he says, so that means that the second Loshen does not concede the halacha mentioned by the first Loshen. And the saying, and the converse is also true. So the first Loshen does not concede the halacha mentioned by the second Loshen. So how much oil must he put in? How much?
According to the
Torah. Yes, according to the first Loshen. I'm asking you, Nami, according to the Peros, that the two Rishonim are chilek in each other. So Mele, the first Loshen, doesn't concede the halacha mentioned by the second Loshen. So how much oil must he put in, according to the first Loshen? How much? I think the plain pshat, I mean, it is obvious, it couldn't be any other way. Let's say, suppose it's called Regel Mashuk, let's say Bizman Chazal, half an hour. From Shkir Zaham. Now, let's not involve ourselves what does Shkir Zaham mean, but let's mention certain times. Let's say the Shkir Zaham, the Shkir Zaham is 5:30, it's 5 o'clock, it's 5 o'clock. So then, according to the second motion, he must put whatever Shkir Zaham means, whether it means first Shkir, it means second Shkir, whatever it means, the Shkir Zaham is 5 o'clock. So he has to light it at 5 o'clock and put in enough oil so that it will burn till 5:30. But suppose he didn't light it at 5 o'clock. He didn't, he was busy. He wasn't even home. And now he came home, it is 5:15. 5:15. So according to the second Loshen, he'll still have to put in enough oil so that it will burn for half an hour. from 5:15 to 5:45. According to the first washing, according to the papers, Shite, you'll only have to put in enough oil that it will burn for 50 minutes. And if, let's say, he comes home at 5:20, he'll have to put in enough oil. So, assuming that at 5:30 it's called Rav Mashuk, so he'll have to put in enough oil so that it will last, it will burn, till it will be called Rav Mashuk. That's the pshat. Mashinkin, according to the second Lashon, even if he lights the Hanukkah candles at 5:15, he'll have to put in enough oil so that it will burn for 30 minutes. But not that according to the first Lashon, he can put in one drop and it will burn for 1 minute and finish. What? No, that's not the Rambam. The Rambam says something else. The Rambam, the first of all, the Rambam sheet is that the two machines are not filled. What?
Or he holds light at 5:15.
What is that?
Or the Rambam holds light at 5:15.
What will the Rambam hold light at 5:15? Also for half an hour. So, for half an hour at least. Now, I'm coming to the Rambam. I'm coming to the Rambam. Again, the Rambam Perek Dalet Milchas Chanukah Halacha Hey, a Madlikin Neres Chanukah Kelim Shetishka Chamo Elohim Shkioso Loi Meachin Veloi Magdim Shochacho Hizid Veloi Hidlik Im Shkies Chamo Madlik Vehilich Ashetichle Regal Nashuk Vichamo Huzman Zek Mechotzi Shoo Yesach. So I mentioned last week what Rabbi Michael Feinstein told me, a name of Chavol, the Chavol is, what do Rambam mean? So it means, because the other Rishayim say Chatzisho, the two Rishokhno, Chatzisho, and everybody relies on it. I mean, you should rely on it. That's the Pesach of Pesach. But the Rambam Shiti is that if the Mitzias changes, Rishayim say this man Chazal, so half an hour after Shkias HaChamo, it was called Rego Mashu. But today, it's certainly not Kolorego Mashuk after half an hour after Shkias HaChamo. So according to all the other Rishayim, even though the Mitzias changed, according to the two of the Shulchano, he's not mechuyev to put in enough oil to burn, let's say, for 2 hours. Suppose the Mitzias is in a certain town that it's Kolorego Mashuk 2 hours after Shkias. He's not mechuyev to put in enough oil that he should burn 2 hours. Because true that the Chachomim said half an hour because that was the Mitzias Bisman Chazal. But that was the Takone. Lishure that should vary from generation to generation and from place to place. Lishure the way it came. According to the Mitzias, Bisman Chazal. Mimele, that Akone remained. I mentioned in a better example, where it's a question of Isak Som. Let's say, so if he kesem and he beget, is less than a gris, there is no Isak of Som. Why did Chachomim say gris? It's not an arbitrary thing, because according to the Mitzias, Bisman Chazal, so whenever a kesem of dam was less than a gris, it was attributable to a kino. But today it's not attributable to a kino. The conditions change. So we don't say, let us be a morphal, and then asak somin, even if the kesem is less than a gris. It's remarkable, I mean, that all those people who are trying to introduce changes in the halacha, but no one suggested this kind of a change. They are only interested in changes likule, but changes lechumre, I don't know whether it's a good phenomenon or not, but no one ever suggested such a change that we should ask like some, no matter how small it is, because the mitzvah. But why don't we ask something today? At all, no one can say with any cogency that today the Kesem is less than a Greece. It, no probability it's attributable to a king. I mean, that wouldn't make sense. In a sense, the answer is the Chachomim were misaken, that there is no Yisak Son. In view of the fact that Midrash say without Hagoshesh is not Asur anyway. So it's only Midrabonon, some mayor the Chachomim were misaken, that she should not be Asur or even Midrabonon, if the Kesem is less than a Greece. Even though the time of the Takone doesn't apply, it doesn't matter. That the time of the Takone doesn't matter. So I has come of the Hamoy. So there it's a question of Isabide Mirabon. So he say the Takone was like that. Certainly we got the Hanukkah. So according to all the Shaymi Madath in the Rambam. So in view of the fact that the Mitzias was his man Chazal, that it was called Regma Shuk half an hour after Shokachamo. So Mele, they only sakinly Shiure half an hour. So even today, even if it's called Regma Shuk after 5 hours or not at all. So he's not Mechuyek to put him in Ophelia to rest until it's called Regma Shuk. But the Rambam Shiti is different, as my uncle said, because the Rambam says, Vichamo Uzman Zeh,
yes, sir.
Yes.
Later on in the Rambam,
you
say that you only have to light until the
Shuli Rebbe
Menashuk.
Not even
it's less than
an hour.
Too much.
Vitzori she'itin shemen b'neia k'ti k'dei she'tia b'lekes v'ileches ha'shetich l'rebbe Menashuk. Even if it's more than an hour, that's what Rebbe said.
Mashma,
how is it mashma? How is it mashma? Yes?
The Shulchan Aruch mashma, but Rambam makes that deal also, even if it's less.
Even if it's less than what Rambam says? Where does he say that?
Tov Rishayim
Beis. Tov Rishayim Beis?
Next time Rambam...
One second. The Mog Avrom. Or Shochach, or he's it, will he, like if he is a Hamo, מה בגלל שצריך רק משהו שמחוץ אישו? נער. עד שצריך רגע מהשוק, שהוא מלחוץ אישו, שאו זו מעיפה ובישון וכפסום ניסי. הילו כך צורך ליקים בשנם כזה עשיר, ונוסם בייסי היוכל לרבי סלב אשר הזמן. So, מר אברון, סי בייס, הילו כך צורך משהו דמיוק זמן, אך, מאמא אחש כזכמו, אין צורך ליטין שמן כל כך, רק עד שתיח לרגל מן השוק. He says so. But I think that from the Rambam Shite Loshen it's mashma the other way. Because the Rambam says, Kmin Chotzi Sho, yes. So Ravel says, it means Chotzi Sho, if it's called a regular mashuk at the end of half an hour. Oh, yes. So the question is this. Since the Rambam himself anticipated the possibility that there might be change in the Mitzvahs, otherwise he wouldn't have mentioned the yes. So why does he have to say Mechot Yisho? So let him say, She, be so be tzorich. What?
The Rambam told him at the beginning of his mind, yes.
No, but he says, Madlik veheilich, ashetich leregel mashuk, vichamo huzman zek mechotzi sho yeser. Vitzorich, and then he concludes, בישורך שייתן שמן בנייה, כתאי שתהיה דילקס וילחס אשר תכרג משהו. So ממילא, when he says, צורך שייתן שמן בנייה כדי שתהיה דילקס וילחס אשר תכרג משהו, so the Rambam definitely means that he has to put in enough oil that it should last for at least half an hour or more.
Rambam is saying the shear. Shear is man of lachis chafi shear yesa. And if you're lighting the shkia, you're lighting the lachis man. Man of clear regular shuk is either chafi shear or yesa. But let's say you came 15 minutes later. That's the mavanim amzul. You came 15 minutes into the shear, so then you can put in less oil. Actually, chafi regular shuk. It doesn't take one thing. The shear is chafi shear yesa. The shear clear regular shuk is chafi shear yesa. And if you get even longer, if you happen to miss, you come late, you come 20 minutes less, you can put in less oil, like the Mavanim says, Ach Dechala Regal Manashov. It doesn't take away from the shear never goes less than a half hour of Zman Kliya Regal Manashov, from Shkia.
So anyway, all right, but the question is, why does the Rambam have to say Kmechot Yishol? Who is interested? Who is interested? By the Hava. Since the Rambam, Shita is not like the other Rishayim. The other Rishayim will say that he was a special Takone, half an hour, so, it's important, it's relevant, 1 second. But according to the Rambam, that it varies from place to place according to the convention of people. When is Kolarag Mashuk? So the Rambam shouldn't mention Chotisho.
It's a minimum,
it gets less.
Oh, it's a minimum, that's what I want to say. I think the Rambam, the fact that the Rambam mentions Mechot Yisho, yes, why does he have to say it? The other Rishayim have to say it, because it's important, even when the situation changes. But according to the Rambam, that when the situation changes, then you have to put in enough oil, as he says, Kishit lekes vilechas ashetich leregel nashuk. So why does he have to mention Chot Yisho altogether? The answer is this is a minimum. In other words, according to the Mogan form, so it would follow. A very strange thing. It's not strange. I mean, what difference does it make? Whether, let's say that it's called a regular mashuk at 5:30, and he comes home at 5:15, so he has to put in enough oil for 15 minutes. And suppose he comes in at home at 5:29, you'll have to put in enough oil just to burn for 1 minute. Okay, but I don't think that's the Shittas of Rambam. The Shittas of the fact that the Rambam mentions Mechot Yisho Yeser, so indicates, not like the Mogen Avraham, that there is a minimum of Chot Yisho. Yes.
The Rambam, Chot Yisho Yeser means you come home at 5:00. Come on, at Shkia, you must like, there's no Zman clear regular shuk, less than a half hour.
Why does he have to mention a Chot Yisho?
Because there's no Zman clear regular shuk, less than a half hour. From Shkia, clear regular
shuk, typically Chazal, a half hour. Suppose there is a curfew, and according to the curfew, no one can be in the streets 10 minutes after sunset.
Chot Yisho.
Why Chot Yisho? Oh, so now you are saying yourself.
No.
Now you are saying yourself. I don't understand. No. You are saying yourself.
Clear regular mashuk is it was set by Chachamim to be a half hour. You come 20 minutes into this zman clear regular mashuk, you only have to light for 10 minutes. But this zman clear regular mashuk is dafka for 1.5 hour, nevertheless. Nevertheless, from shkia is dafka chati shor or yeser. That can get longer, but nevertheless, half hour. If you come at 5:29, you light for 1 minute.
If you say like that, the rishenim, so it makes sense. I can understand. But if you, according to the Rambam, then there is no halacha of Chot Yisho. Chot Yisho is ancient history. Chot Yisho. It's ancient history. Why does the Rambam have to mention it all together?
You must like the half hour. He's not sure you. From Shki, you must like
no, the so then you have to say in the Rambam, like all the other Rishonim. So why does he say, oh yes, sir?
Money
for
longer also.
What?
Because it's monthly. It's monthly was said to be half hour. If it sees this longer than half hour, it's only half hour.
It's all of the Shulchan Aruch. So even if the it's called a regular mashuk at 10:00, you don't have to put in enough oil to burn till 10:00. So why was the? So you understand Chot Yisho? But according to the Rambam, that if the called a regular mashuk is at 10:00, you have to put in enough oil to burn till 10:00. Why does he mention Chot Yisho?
Because That's the Zman. The Shita of Avel doesn't have to be Sois in the Din of Magen Avraham.
What?
The Shita of Avel doesn't have to be Sois in the Din of the Magen Avraham.
No, I didn't say that. But I asked you why that I didn't say. What Ravel says does not contradict, is not inconsistent with Makabon. But I think it's inconsistent with the Shikazan. You can say like the Makabon according to all the other Rishis, that there is a special takone of Epanah. But according to the Rambam, there is no special takone. You are trying to say that according to the Rambam, there is also a loch of Epanah. But then you are now in the parshias. So why does the Rambam say oh yes, sir?
What if Ravel wanted to say how?
What?
If you Ravel was understanding the Rambam. If you believe Ravel was understanding
the
Rambam.
Ravel doesn't discuss the Chatzishol. He discusses, only discusses the yes, sir.
What's Chatzishol of Ravel? What's Chatzishol?
Why you have to ask a contra Ravel? I'm asking you a contra Rambam.
I accept the shot to be in the Rambam like Ravel.
That's right. That's what I'm asking. So why does the Rambam mention Chatzishol? So Chatzishol is ancient history. It's not relevant today. Today we talk, modern people talk about relevance. So it's not relevant. It's not relevant. It's ancient history. So I'll become a modern person for a minute. It's not relevant. According to the Rishonim, I understand what the Magen Avraham says. It makes a lot of sense. It's not, it doesn't necessarily follow, but it makes a lot of sense. But I don't think that the Magen Avraham says it according to the Rambam. The Magen Avraham says it according to the other Rishonim, the way the Shulchan Aruch fastens, that there is a special takone of Chatzishol, even if it's called a regel mashuk. Even if it's called a regel mashuk at 10 o'clock, you only have to put in enough oil to burn for half an hour. So mele, he says, suppose when he starts lighting, when he lights the Hanukkah candles, so it's only 50 minutes left for...